have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Much pain, doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you will provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, please renew.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you.
Feels like I'm so and I ask myself the question.
I ask myself,
can he really?
Well, 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 Lord, change my heart. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. He's worthy to be praised. We'd like to welcome you to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We are super grateful that you're with us on today and want you to know this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you listening on today that the Lord can be glorified in all that he is doing. We send a shout out to every listener listening in. We send a shout out to our wonderful producer, beautiful visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and our Elation family, to our guest of the hour, Apostle Pastor, community leader, Bishop, all of that in one. Bishop Gregory Holly and his beautiful wife, we honor you, Diane. God bless you all on today. We honor my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. And who is it that makes it all possible? That's it, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Abba Father. We honor him on today. I want you to know if this is your first time listening in, I'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Will you join me in a word of prayer before our exhortation? Hallelujah. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you today asking you to have your divine will and way. We thank you for this beautiful radio station called Elation Radio. Bless our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, all of our Elation family, all that have been on the Just For You show, our guests today, our families, our listeners. Lord, we just come filled with thanksgiving on today. We recognize you are in charge and you do all things well. We trust you on today. We ask, oh God, that you hear the heart of the listeners on today. Let something be said that will uplift them and strengthen them and help them, especially during these times. We're asking, oh God, that you speak through me as you would speak through our guests in the name of Jesus. Bishop Gregory Holly, we ask for your anointing. Father, we desire you, and we're asking you to have your divine way. Hear all unspoken requests in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, listen, we're excited today to share with you what thus saith the Lord. He is able. He is being glorified and being lifted up. Today's exhortation is one that is very familiar, and it's one that we're aware of and know. But I want us to understand some terms before we begin. How many times have you read the Word of God and you've heard the words? But there is something deeper that happens when you study the Word and not just read it. I want to encourage you today that whenever you read a word, whenever you're in service, whenever you are preparing, whatever it is that you're utilizing the Word of God for, I want you to dig deeper to be able to hear His voice greater than you ever have by studying the Word of God. So on today, before we begin today's exhortation, we're going to talk about a few things that are in this particular passage that will give you strength, wisdom, and understanding that you may be able to fully engage the Word of God. I want to first tell you we'll be studying from Psalm, the 42nd, Psalm 42, and it begins with speaking, and I'm doing this from the Names of God Bible, right? So one of the first things I want to talk to you about is the term that you hear, Elohim, Elohim. It is plural, but is often used with a singular meaning. When used with a singular meaning in the Hebrew Bible, Elohim usually refers to the monotheistic creator God or to the God of Israel, Yahweh, all right? Then there's the term El Shay, the living God, emphasizes God's role as creator of all of this and is in contrast to teach us his name, who he is, how he's embodied, is greater than idols, metal, wood, or stone, which are merely the creation of human hands. And finally, Yahweh. How many times have you heard people call God Yah? Well, it comes from Yahweh. He who makes that which has been made. Let me say that again. He who makes that which has been made, that is what Yahweh is. It is the name of the state of God, of the ancient kingdom of Israel, and later, my God, the kingdom of Judah. His name means he who makes that which has been made. Woo, I get joy right there. Let me say it one more time. He who makes that which has been made and is comprised of four Hebrew consonants, which are Y, H, W, and H, known as the Tetragrammaton, which the prophet Moses is said to have revealed to people. Listen. When you dig in the Word, you find so many good nuggets that you're able to understand what you read. Today, we're reading Psalm 42. My God, Psalm 42. It is a powerful passage to remind us, hallelujah, where we should be in serving the Lord. This is a place that most Christians face, right? This is a place where we come to the presence of God in all that he is, in all that he is doing. Again, I am reading from the Names of God in Psalm 42. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O Elohim. I long for the Creator. You long for the Creator. My soul thirsts for Elohim, for El Shay. He's the Creator. He's the one, not only that has made all things possible, but he is that he is. Hallelujah. We hear the words say, I am that I am. When may I come to see Elohim's face? 3, my tears are my food day and night. People ask me all day, where is your Elohim? They want to know, where is this God that you worship? How is he existing when we see things like in Israel and when we see persecutions all over the world? Who is your God? How does he exist? 4, I will remember these things as I pour out my soul, how I used to walk with the crowd and lead it in a procession to Elohim's house. Whose house? To his house. Where the word is, where the glory of the Lord rests. Hallelujah. I sang songs of joy and thanksgiving while crowds of people celebrated a festival. 5, why are you discouraged, my soul? Why are you so restless? Put your hope in Elohim, because I will still praise him. He is my Savior and my Elohim. What is the word saying here? As we fastly approach this Christmas holiday, those that are celebrating understand that he is God. But yet many possess things that are not of his spiritual being. They want things over the Creator who has made it, my God, today, that has made it all. It is him, Elohim, him, hallelujah, that has created us and given us life and given us breath and given us what we need and given us what we should be provided for. It is Elohim, Yahweh, El Shaddai, that has done these things for us. So no matter what gift you get this week, I want you, or upcoming week, I need you to remember who made it all. That is why I remember you in the land of Jordan on the peaks of Hermon on Mount Mizar. One deep calls to another at the roar of your water spout, and all the white on your waves have swept over me. Listen, if you have ever been on the water, for those of you that have been paddle boating and those that have been on rafts, I want you to understand there's a place in the water that rises high. And when that raft, when that paddle boat, when your boat hits it, you can feel the difference of it all. But there is something about being with Yahweh. There is something that means when you're with Elohim on the water spot and the water rushes up in the boat or it goes across your face. There's something that reminds you he is God. Hallelujah. 8, Yahweh commands his mercy during the day, and at night his song is with me. I want to lay to rest today all the lies that the enemy tells many during this holiday season, many that he wants to be depressed, many that he wants to be oppressed. I need you to know mercy, his mercy, hallelujah, is with you. Hallelujah. His mercy is with you. His mercy is with you during the day. And at night, his song is with you. A prayer to the L of your life. It's the L of my life. He's speaking to us and reminding us of his mercy. When the enemy lies after a loved one has lost someone close to them, he's speaking to you to say, I am with you. When the bills are due and it seems like you don't know where the money is coming from, I am with you. When it seems that others have walked away and walked out of your life and you feel alone, maybe you are senior and have no children with you or no grandchildren, he is with you. Maybe there's something that has happened such as you've lost a job or maybe some kind of incident has happened to make you feel as if you're not going to make it. I need you to know his mercy is with you during the day, and at night his song is with you. 9, I will ask Elohim, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I walk around in the morning while the enemy oppresses me? 10, with a shattering blow to my bones, and my enemies taunt me. They ask me all day long, where is your Elohim? This is what the world does when they see tragedy, when they see downfalls, when they see things that happen that they don't understand. And our reply in our life should simply reflect being hidden in him, that they see he yet lives. How do they see him? In the way we deal with others, in the way we love, in the way we give, in the way we become visible for them to know he lives, in the way that we serve one another. Our guest today serves the community. He stands in authority with his wife, and they produce a harvest for the community and the body of Christ. 11, why are you discouraged, my soul? Why are you so restless? Put your hope in Elohim, because I will still praise him. He is my Savior and my Elohim. He is my Savior and my Elohim. What is he saying? What is he reminding us of? May I go back and share with you again what Elohim means. The word Elohim is plural, but what it is often used with a singular meaning, it means, hallelujah, that he is referred to as the Creator God, the God of Israel, Yahweh. I want you to keep that in your spirit. He is the Creator God. When you look outside and you see the grass, you see what's outside in your home, you see what's in your home before anybody touched anything that was made, he was the Creator. He is the Creator. And he's not through creating, because he's not through with you or me. We wanted to come on just to encourage you, to remind you, don't allow this season or people that fight over gifts and things, don't be moved by what the enemy will put in your spirit. God is affording us the ability to understand mercy reigns. Mercy reigns. He is God. And he does what he says, and he does it well. I want to speak to the creators of products and things that God has blessed you with your gifts. I want to remind you today, whenever you began to start a good work in him, give him the glory for being your creator. Every day when I'm serving, I'm studying, I'm working on a project, doing what I do in the Lord, I promise you, it is vital to me to understand before I write a thing, before I make a call, before I'm praying, whatever that I'm called to do, that I recognize him as the Creator God, my Yahweh, Elohim, El Shai, that all things will work well because I acknowledge him for him to get the glory. When we live our lives like that, You can expect trouble. You can expect misunderstanding. You can expect rejection. You can expect opposition. But know this in who you are in the kingdom. He is with you. He is the creator. He makes all things well. Whenever you serve, you know where he is because there is unity and peace. There's an understanding and respect for all that you are, all that you attain to be in him. Jobs do it. They look for candidates that will offer them the best skill set position. Churches seek it. From pastors to the laypersons that come together, that serve to become all he wants done in their assignment. Hospitals do it. Would you want to go to a doctor that had no, and I'm not talking experience, no knowledge of what your condition was and want to do a evaluation on your life? No, you wouldn't. In this hour, it is critical to remind ourselves each and every day we have been gifted with life. And what we do with those 24 hours tells our Creator God how creative we want it to be to give him back what he's given to us. So we must not move so quickly without praying and acknowledging he is God. You may even hear him say, "Be still. Know that I am God." I know there's a deadline. I know there are things that are going to come up. But if you move, and he didn't tell you to move, you're always going to find something that's not like him. In this hour, I want to remind you, we are light for our families, our communities, those that love us, those that don't like us. It doesn't